A lot goes into making a politician look presidential. Small armies of workers toil behind the scenes, hoping the public will get a good impression of their candidate. Commentator John Haber was one of them.
I have a confession to make. I used to be an advance man. I was one of the legions of young people that are the SWAT teams of the modern American presidential campaign. We swoop into cities 3, 4, or 5 days before our candidate arrives, making all the arrangements big and small. We decide who will speak and who will be on stage. We do everything, from making sure there's enough toilet paper in the bathroom to carefully choosing the right backdrop, whether it's an oversized American flag, a classroom of attentive students, or that ever-present blue curtain that looks so nice on TV. In the end, it's all about the picture. Since more people will see the event on TV than will ever see it live, the shot is what counts. The best advance staff knows this. I did all that, and more. My first event was many years ago in Iowa. My candidate, Ted Kennedy, was running for president. He was scheduled to visit a farm to underscore the problems rural families were facing. I wanted to avoid the mayhem that plagued so many other events, where the evening news showed footage of candidates and voters surrounded by a sea of TV cameras and reporters thrusting microphones. To the viewers at home, that sort of footage looked staged. I earned my stripes that day when I came up with something new, a walking rope line. As Kennedy toured the farm, 2 volunteers, one each holding the end of a rope, kept between him and the cameras. The result? The evening news carried beautiful pictures of Kennedy standing in front of a tractor, talking to farmers. The cameras and reporters were nowhere to be seen. The irony of it all was that an unstaged event looked staged, while the staged event looked natural. I'd do anything to make sure my event went right. I once had another presidential candidate who was scheduled for a farm tour in Iowa. He didn't look right stepping over the manure in a coat and tie. Problem was that he had just one pair of blue jeans that had been washed once and then ironed. So I took them home and washed them with bleach 12 times so they looked properly faded. The next time he toured the farm, he fit right in. Another time, to build a crowd of senior citizens for a gubernatorial candidate, I promised each one a free bagel with cream cheese if they came. There was some pushing when we announced that the bagels would be distributed after the event was over. Had I given them out before, the seniors would have left before my candidate arrived. There are lessons I've learned that I wish I hadn't. To this day, I still duck when a TV camera pans the crowd. In my day, an advance person got fired if he was on TV. And my wife has learned to accept my compulsiveness, because I check, recheck, and check again every detail, no matter how small. Someone once asked what advance was. The best I could come up with was a Broadway show. As the advance lead, you conceive the show, write the script, hire the actors, build the stage, fill all the seats in the audience, and pull off a stellar opening night, only to have the show close after one performance. What's different is that with advance, success isn't measured by a standing ovation or your name in lights. Instead, it rests with the photos carried on TV and in the morning papers, and making sure the coverage never mentions your name.
John Haber is a Democratic communications strategist in Washington, D.C.